May the holy names of Jesus and Mary be blessed now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, we celebrate the feast of the Epiphany of our Lord. Epiphany means manifestation, revelation. The feast we celebrate today is a manifestation of our Lord Jesus as the Messiah of Israel, as the Son of God and Savior of the world. And we celebrate this manifestation in three events. So the adoration of Jesus by the Magi who came from the East, the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, and on that occasion our Lord revealed his divinity to the Jews, and the miracle at the wedding feast at Cana. There our Lord revealed his divinity to his disciples, and in his disciples he revealed himself also to all Christians. The event which is emphasized today is the adoration of the Magi. Jesus manifests his divinity to these three, according to tradition, three astrologers who came from the East and who had seen the star of the newborn king. One may ask the question, how was it possible for the Magi to make the connection between the star and the birth of a baby boy somewhere around Jerusalem? And we can answer in this way. Before they beheld the light of that star up above in the sky, they had already perceived its light deep in their hearts. They were already prepared to recognize in that star the birth of the Messiah. So they had already received a grace from God which prepared them to receive the light of Christ. They had received this grace to understand that somehow the star which they saw in the sky was intimately connected to the birth of Jesus. There are various theories as to what that star may have been or looked like. But whatever it was, one thing is certain. Divine grace helped them to understand its connection with the Messiah. Jesus reveals and manifests himself to us every day and in countless ways. But most of the time, we are blind and deaf to these little manifestations of our Lord. Or maybe it's because we are like Herod, afraid of what the message of Jesus may mean to us and to our personal lives, afraid of the radical changes that accepting the faith will imply, afraid to surrender ourselves completely to Christ. We are afraid of losing that kingdom, that life, which we have built for ourselves, a life probably where God has no place. We are afraid of letting go and surrendering to Jesus. So as a result of our many distractions, as a result of our many attachments in this world, we find it difficult to acknowledge Christ, to recognize him when he speaks to us and when he manifests his will to us. The Magi saw the star in the East. They left everything and followed after the star in search of the Messiah. Do we have the courage to truly leave everything for Christ? Do we have the courage to go after him, to go in search of him, in order to possess him completely? You may say, but we are Christians and we already know Christ. We already possess him in our hearts. But I ask you, do you truly live by the gospel principles every day and in every moment? Sometimes, living up to Christian ideals can be very challenging, even in what may seem to be insignificant situations and circumstances. For example, some, in order not to lose the affection of their loved ones and relatives, are prepared to deny gospel values. Some, out of human respect, are ready to deny God. And this is what sin is all about: the readiness to please others, to please ourselves, instead of seeking always to please God. It is a great joy to surrender everything to Christ, to leave everything and follow after Christ, like the Magi who left the East in search of the Messiah. But then, this implies sacrifice. Sometimes this sacrifice can be very great. But if we are courageous enough to make that sacrifice, we will be filled with such abundant joy and peace that nothing in this world can give us. To be able to serve Christ in all situations is a great grace, is a great privilege. But it is possible for us to receive this privilege through the mediation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. There is something that strikes us when we read the account of the Magi, the adoration of the Magi. Saint Matthew tells us that the Magi, on entering the house, saw the child with Mary, his mother. This may seem to be very insignificant, but it isn't. Mary helps us to recognize Christ. Mary leads us to Christ. The child is never separated from his mother. If we are devoted to Mary, we will subsequently be truly devoted to Christ. True devotion to Mary leads us to Christ. Knowledge and devotion to Mary helps us to understand how to truly adore Christ, our divine Savior. Let us therefore ask our Blessed Mother to teach us what it means to serve our Lord Jesus Christ, to acknowledge him as our King, our God, and our Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.